Hey there, everybody. Sherm here, the Crazy Asian. Hope you're having a fantastic day. The moment that you listen to this one, going to be diving in on networking. So actually, this will apply to anybody. I know we're on this theme here in Season 7, focus on giving out tactics and strategies for those that are building a client-based business, whether that's an insurance agent, financial advisor, wealth manager, accountant, attorney. You decided to hang up your own shingle, so to speak, and now you want to be able to build that business. So today, though, networking can apply to anybody. And I'm going to give some different tips here on what I think can make you more effective in your networking, especially for a lot of people. I think this is a topic that they know they need to do for their career, for professional development, except nobody ever taught them the right way to do it. So they're kind of winging it as they go out there. They run into other people and they're like, man, they seem so comfortable. It's a skill. And so you want to be able to make sure you're doing whatever you can to be able to master it. So let's first hear a word from our sponsor and come right back into the art of networking. And everybody, the art of networking. This is a problem for most people when they network, is it's completely selfish. So a lot of times I find in January and February, most people are out there networking that are in business development and sales, and then you don't run into them ever again. And mainly because they go and they're like, oh, I didn't make a sale. And so, in other words, what's happening here for them, the only reason why they're networking is to make a sale. That is not networking. That is basically selling door to door, but you're doing it at a networking event. Networking is building relationships of trust and expanding that circle so that way you're of value to them and they to you. So one of the biggest things from a mindset perspective that people need to shift on is not who's giving me a lead, who's giving me a referral, but am I the go-to person to connect them with other people and other resources? So think about it. If you want someone that's strong in your network to constantly be giving you leads, giving you introductions, what are you doing right now to your current network? And I'd say for the majority of the people, they're just selfish. They're just greedy. They're the only ones that are eating. They're never giving anything up. So it'd be no different than coming to the kitchen table, never taking your turn to help prepare a dinner. You're just sitting down at the kitchen table waiting to be fed. Wrong way to network. Absolutely the worst way to come across. And people can see right through that. They see the desperation. They hear it in your voice. Hey, do you have a house? I sell mortgages. Let me refinance your mortgage. We've got great interest rates right now. How long's your mortgage? What's your interest rate? Bro, I just met you. We just shook hands. I don't remember your name. And you're already asking me for my business, right? Wrong way to go. So networking is not selling. That's the first mind shift change for most people, is because they're always thinking about it, what's in it for me? The next one is people often will start networking because they need to change their job. They either want to change industries, they want to be able to get away from where they are, it's toxic, they need a better place. And again, they start networking. Again, it's desperation, man. Now, I will tell you, in those particular times, the best person people are reaching out to are those that are in the recruiting realm, because they have a list of clients that they're in positions that they're trying to fill. But when it comes to networking, again, it's selfish. You're looking for a means to an end instead of an opportunity to grow and develop and to be able to add greater value. That's what it is in the game of networking, is adding value and being a connector. So how do I, so first thing is shift that mindset, right? When I'm going to this networking event later for the, you know, Houston West Chamber of Commerce, I'm thinking about, okay, I want to have 4 or 5 conversations, and I want to see how I can be of value to them. Are there people in my network that I can introduce to them? So after I change my mindset, when I go to this event, and a successful networking event is to have 4 to 6 intimate, effective conversations. So in other words, when I email them later that night, and by the way, that's one of the arts of networking, if you will, the tactics, the strategy, is that within 24 hours you respond. But the moment that I have this conversation with someone, I want to be able to know what they do, how they do it, maybe even why they do it, and ultimately, who are they looking for? Why did they come to the networking event? Are there particular people that they're hoping to be introduced to that could potentially become a client? Or are they here to be able to connect with people that can then introduce them? So I'll give you an example. A financial advisor here in town has one called Business and Brews, where they have the event at different breweries / bars throughout the city of Houston. Real fun event. And so it started by him, a financial advisor. So if, let's say, for example, you're an attorney, and a good referral partner for you is a wealth manager or an investment advisor, that would be a great event to go to. And so ultimately, a successful event for me, being that attorney, is reaching out to those investment advisors, having great conversations with them, seeing how I could be of value to them, introducing them to either some of my clients or maybe some of my accounting relationships, because that's a lot of times who wealth management want to be introduced to. So sometimes it's a two-step process in being able to be of value. It might be a direct prospect, which I mean is somebody that might want to become a client or a customer, whatever term you're using. Or the other one is, I can introduce you to somebody that can make some more introductions. And that as well is a great partnership or a great way to be of value. So first, mindset. Second thing then is, in that conversation, you got to get them to be able to talk about what they do, how they do it, why they do it, who they're looking for, why they came to the networking event. And when you know those things, when I follow up in an email, I can be much more specific in saying, hey, I really enjoyed our conversation. I hope there's an opportunity for us to grow and develop. And oh, by the way, I remember you mentioning that you wanted to be introduced to an accountant. I'll send a separate email to introduce you. And then in that separate email, I might say, hey, Chris, great conversation last night. Someone that I really trust when it comes to working as an accountant in commercial real estate, which sounds like you're working a lot with your clients in the commercial real estate space, is Angela. Angela Park is one of the best accountants out there. Really respect her opinion and her approach. She's aggressive, yet has the ability to adjust her relationship with her clients. So, boom. There's the introduction, right? So short and sweet, but within 24 hours of that meeting, and again, sooner the better, right? So if I finish that networking meeting at 8 o'clock at night, and I go home, I get ready, put the kids down to bed, and it's 10 o'clock, and you know my wife's reading a book or something, and so it's an opportunity to dive right in. I'll dive right in and I'll shoot those emails out immediately, because I want me to remain on the top of their mind. Because remember, the moment that anybody leaves a networking event, this goes back to mindset, is that they forgot about you. They stopped thinking about you the moment that their hands got onto the steering wheel of their car. They forgot about you. And they're onto the whirlwind of their life. The kids event that they're running off to, the dinner they're going to have with their significant other, the business that needs to get done, the fire that might have kind of come up, not literally, just figuratively speaking, at work that they need to take care of. They've forgotten you immediately. So that's another mind shift change, is stop thinking that people are thinking about you. Stop thinking that people know exactly what you do. At the same time, in networking, it's more valuable for you to know exactly what other people do, how they do it, why they do it, and who they're looking for. That's how you're of value. So first step to the second step of the art of networking is to make sure that you are changing that mind shift and going, how can I be of value? How can I be a connector? Instead of, how can I sell you to buy some of my products and services? The next one is, if I can be of value, that means I'm going to have a conversation where I'm getting to know you and listen to what you're saying. So the mindset shift in networking is crucial. So the goal really should be that you are seen as the go-to person to everybody in your network. That when they need a job, they need an introduction, they need to be connected, they think of you. Because then you're of great value to your network. So in this particular stage of mindset, how are you doing? Sherm's out.